I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got some fog in the forecast through the morning hours today, then a partly sunny sky. Look for a high near 82 degrees. An SIU professor is in Texas to assist with rescue efforts and disaster assistance in the wake of what is now Tropical Storm Harvey. Animal Science Assistant Professor Erin Perry and her canine partner Zorro are working with Missouri Task Force 1, an urban search and rescue team. Perry's been a canine handler for FEMA for the past 14 years and says the scope and severity of the situation in Texas reminds her a lot of Hurricane Katrina back in 2005.
The level of flooding that's occurring is so widespread, and it just keeps raining and there's nowhere for the water to go. And so just the area and the magnitude of the people that are impacted here, it's definitely an event on that same scale, if not worse.
Perry says they're rescuing many people directly from their homes, some escaping the high water on their rooftops. She says Missouri Task Force 1 is one of 27 units deployed to respond to Harvey's devastating impact. Perry says her unit traveled to southern Texas last Thursday. They were told to prepare for a 14-day deployment. An air ambulance unit from southern Illinois is headed to Texas in an attempt to help in the recovery. An air evac life team crew from Harrisburg is flying south to help those inundated with high waters from the storm. Illinois may be getting the new school funding formula lawmakers have been working on for several years now. Governor Bruce Rauner has pledged to sign the measure if it passes the Senate today. It passed the House last night, and Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes was there.
Nobody got everything they wanted, but almost everybody seemed happy when this compromise legislation got a favorable vote. It retained the heart and soul of the Democratic plan that Rauner had vetoed. Republicans added cost-saving options for PE and driver's ed, plus a $75 million tax credit program for private school tuition scholarships. Representative Will Davis, the Homewood Democrat who carried the bill, was proud of that final product.
Even with the tweaks of the compromise, the tax credit notwithstanding, the rest of that bill represented things that we wanted to do, that we thought we should do, things that were important to do.
The vote was followed by a flurry of statements from lawmakers and the governor praising the agreement. In fact, Rauner expressed gratitude to the man he has spent most of his time in office demonizing, Speaker of the House Michael Madigan. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Local lawmakers' votes on the measure were mixed. Republicans Terry Bryant, John Cavalletto, Charlie Meyer, and David Rice, along with Democrat Brandon Phelps, all voted yes. Bryant, Cavalletto, and Meyer changed their initial vote, which was no, to that yes. Democrat Jerry Costello and Republican Dave Severin voted no on the measure. I'm Jennifer Fuller.